$1 Wednesdays by Mousy, who is in the studio with us. Kia ora, Mousy. How you going?
Hey, I'm good, thank you. Feeling a little bit hoarse.
And why is that?
Because I had a blast and a half at the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra last night.
Oh my gosh, if you are listening and you went to Exploding Rainbow Orchestra last night, text in on 5395 and tell me how it was. But Mousy, how was it for you?
It was great. I actually opened up the show, which I felt very honoured to do on the first night. So yeah, that was pretty surreal because as people were experiencing the orchestra for the first time, like they were already wowed by that. So I was like, the pressure was off me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So for people tuning in who don't know what Exploding Rainbow Orchestra is, give us a little bit of a rundown because it's quite spectacular.
It is. The skill level of the people playing in the orchestra, I think it's about a 35-piece orchestra, harp, horn section, strings,
and percussion, it's all drums. Like our favourite musicians from around Aotearoa.
Yeah, Princess Chelsea and her band, and Josh, who actually runs it, he's in her band as well, and the Beths. Actually, this is Liz's guitar. Thanks, Liz.
Shout out, Liz.
And, yeah, the Beths and the band. But it's people who play in, like, the Auckland Symphony Orchestra, you know, it's that level of musicianship. And it has to be because you only have a couple of rehearsals, so everyone has to be very onto it with their reading. You know, it's just a labour of love, that is the phrase, because people are donating their incredible skills to put this show on, which is, I think, 14 artists from around the country. I'm from Christchurch. Kiara Wallace is from Dunedin, you know, and they've flown us up to do this, and we perform one song each that hasn't been released or is written specifically for the show. And it's just the most amazing showcase that you'll ever see. It's such a good vibe, and everyone's wearing rainbow garbs.
It's so cool. If you haven't been before, it's on again tonight, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So, and I believe tickets are still available from Under the Radar.
I hope so. Get in there.
Yeah, if they are, like, have a little look, and if they are, just go, because you won't regret it. It's such a cool experience, and you'll see Mousy there.
Yep. And screen time is bad for your brain, so go out and experience something in real life.
Yeah, absolutely agree. But we are not just here to talk about the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra. We are here also to have a chat about your upcoming album, The Dreams of Our Mother's Mothers, out on October 18th. How are you feeling the week out?
That I can't believe it's coming out next week. That's crazy to me. It's just kind of happened, and I've got an album coming out next week.
And this is your first project since My Friends came out in 2021, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember when you came up and played some songs for that show.
I would have been very pregnant, I think.
I think you were. And I've just met Ted.
Yes.
Little Ted, who's out in the lounge. He is so adorable.
He's very cute. Yeah.
And you're here again to play some songs for this project. Shall we just crack into it?
Let's do it.
Yeah. What are you going to play for us, Mousy?
I'm going to play kind of the hidden songs on the record, so none of the singles today.
I love that.
Yeah. This one's called IDW, a bunch of letters. I can't even spell it. I'm going to just get cracking in.
Yeah, let's go. And news team and people in the lounge, if you're listening, let me know how the levels are because I've just got my headphones on in here. So, yeah, feedback is always appreciated. All right, take it away, Mousy.
I've been wondering if I got it wrong, if I forgot what it's all about. If you, God's sake, I would sit by your bed, but I won't come around for tea. I think about my son. I don't want him to see the way you make me. till my back's against the wall. I've been working on myself. I'm big and thick and tall. I don't wanna go back to you. I don't wanna go back to you. Go back to you. I don't wanna go back to you.
Thank you so much. If you've just tuned in, we have Mousy live in the studio playing some tracks off her upcoming album, The Dreams of Our Mothers' Mothers. That was so stunning. Thank you for sharing that.
That's okay. Yeah, my pleasure.
So let's get into a little bit about what this album is all about. I imagine it's to do with family and generation. Do you want to get into that a little bit?
Yeah, it's a really hard thing for me to talk about just because, you know, it involves people that are alive.
Yeah.
But there's, I mean, family's complicated. And for me, I have found myself in a position where I'm not connected to really any family that's on the earth right now. But I did have a really great relationship with my nana, who passed away when I was 9. It just, I don't know, it's very hard and lonely to live in a world where you don't have family.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that is very hard to explain to people or get empathy from people. When things fell apart, there was just such a lack of support, and it was so real for me. It was like I was grieving everybody. I was very much just shut out of my own family, and I really felt like no one cared, or people thought that it was just silly, like I was being silly for thinking that it was a forever thing. But now it's about 7 years down the track, and nothing's changed, and like it was real for me when it happened, and I don't know, there's so many aspects to it. But I released a music video for Home Alone, and I was really surprised that I mean, I am being quite blunt in some of the lyrics, but people really picking up on the subject matter, and people who do struggle with estrangement you know, are responding to the music.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. Yeah, good.
So when you were writing, was it from a place of catharsis, like just wanting to get it out, perhaps not even wanting to share it with people, or was it intentional, like, no, I want to put out a body of work that is about this topic?
Well, when we first started recording this, it was never meant to be an album. It was just a single. It was, I think I came with Home Alone, yeah, to Will. I said, let's record Home Alone. And then he said, oh, there's this song. I think it's called Dog Park from your show, and I really want to record that. And slowly, one by one, we did make this an album. But I think actually what makes it this is that my friends, I named the album My Friends, which is my second album, because I didn't want to write about family. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm calling this My Friends because I write about family too much, because that's where my pain sits.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, no, just there's other things. So I really pulled myself away from that, and I just wrote about my friends, and I tried to stay away from it. So I guess now I'm snapping. This was the snap back, and it's like, actually, I have a lot more to say, and I will continue to sing about this stuff forever, because it's, yeah, music is cathartic to me, so it will just be an ongoing thing. Yeah,
that's awesome. Do you have another song in you for us?
I absolutely do.
Amazing.
This is the song that I'm playing for the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra, so...
6 weeks. I have a rash and don't want to leave. I know I've been drinking all of your milk, playing piano for hours to kill. Go to the beach for me, summer and snow. I hope you still think of me when I'm back home.
Mousy live in studio. Oh my god, you're like making me tear up. That was absolutely stunning.
Thank you.
Swimming, that one's called.
It's called Island of Hope.
Island
part
of Hope.
One and part two. It's split up. It's in the center of the record. Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. Off your upcoming album, The Dreams of Our Mothers' Mothers. And if you've just tuned in, Mousy is playing as part of the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra, and that is your song.
It is.
Oh
yeah.
My god, I'm just like imagining that with a whole orchestra. I'd be a mess. I'd be a complete mess.
I think some of the orchestra are actually a mess, which is like the biggest compliment.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
some
absolutely.
Of the string section are like, we tear up like every time.
Oh, and I can't blame them. Hey, I reckon, oh man, I hope there are still tickets to Exploding Rainbow Orchestra. If there aren't, though, you are going on tour.
I am, and that's a big deal for me to come on tour, so please buy tickets, because I don't really want to be away from my son for two nights, but I'm doing it because I want to come to Wellington and Auckland and
yes.
play for you guys. So I think the Auckland show is on the 23rd, and it's
yes,
at
it
Neck
is.
Of the Woods. Please, please, please buy a ticket. I'm coming with a full band from Christchurch, really great musicians coming with me, including Goodwill, who's opening. And do you guys play some of Goodwill's stuff?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, he's awesome. And he produced this record, and he's opening the show, and he's playing in my band also. So it's going to be really special. And who knows the next time that I'm going to be back. So please buy a ticket.
Yep. Get a ticket to Mousie's tour, Neck of the Woods, November 23rd, celebrating the release of her third album. Is that right?
Third
album, The Dreams of Our Mother's Mothers. You just heard a taster of it. Imagine it with a full band. I'll be there.
Amazing.
I'm hooked. I'm sold completely. I was like trying to hold back tears when you were performing. I was like, oh no, what if I turn the mic on and I'm like but yes, get a ticket, go out and support local music. God, you never regret going to a gig.
You don't.
You never regret it. Going to a gig, going to theatre, you literally never regret it. So just go. Anywho, any final words before we wrap up about your album? Things that you want us to know? October 18th, it's out. Mark your calendars.
Yeah, I guess I'm just really thankful to anyone who listens to my music. And so if you're listening and you've been a long-time supporter, just thank you so much for, you know, spending time listening to my music. And that's, you know, it just means so much to me.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Mousie.
Thank you.
And we will see you either tonight as part of the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra or at Neck of the Woods on the 23rd of November.
Awesome.
Ka kite.